quality on this phone.
Not bad. Is it a landline?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, help us understand this decision.
Well, the important thing to know is that the Indelec case at the lower courts created real hope for pensioners in companies that failed, with the result that they were looking at a major reduction in their pension benefits. It has always been the case that pensioners are unsecured creditors and stand, you know, to lose a huge proportion of their pension benefits, as you know, has been the case with Nortel. The same thing was about to happen in this case, the Indelec case. The one important difference was that the lawyers were able to get a court of appeal decision that the loans that the company got while it was in insolvency were not going to stand ahead of the pensioners. Those were secured loans, and they would have otherwise just blocked the pensioners. And in that case, the court found that the way the loans were taken out were unfair. They were dealing with a non-arm's length company, a related company, and so they found that the right of the pensioners, as given by law, was protected, and they ranked ahead of those loans that the court ruled as not taking priority. So that's what the lower court said, and that really provided a real hope for a change in the positioning of pensioners in the cases of bankrupt companies. Well, the Supreme Court has just overturned that, and so we're back to square one.
So what does this mean for the pensioners of this company and others like it?
Well, they're out of luck. Bottom line, the status quo before this case was that they were nothing more than unsecured creditors taking their chances. And so obviously, by definition, a bankrupt company does not have enough money to pay all the creditors. And so you basically share with the people last in line to get your money from the company. And so that's where they are now. They're going to go back to the back of the line and suffer a major reduction in many cases in the pensions that they will be seeing.
Is there any further legal recourse?
Not in this case. In this case, they've gone to the Supreme Court and lost. And more importantly, this has repercussions throughout the industry. Bay Street was watching this case very carefully because this is the normal process of companies when they get into trouble to get what they call, it's like last resort financing. It has a specialized term, and that last resort financing is usually a secured debt that actually stands ahead of the pensioners. And the change in this case, and that was giving some hope, was that in cases where there was unfair practices by the company dealing with related companies, that you had a chance of protecting the pensioners, and now that chance has also been removed.
Okay, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Well, this is an opportunity for the government now to deal with legislation that was proposed and voted down in Parliament already twice in an attempt to protect pensioners in the case of a bankruptcy. Now we're back to square one with the courts. There was a hope that the courts might give some kind of impetus to the to Parliament. And now it's back in the court of Parliament to make the change to better protect pensioners in the case of a bankruptcy.
I see. Okay, I get it now. Sounds good. That helps a lot. So we'll use a couple of clips and augment the story.
Okay.
Okay, sorry for the news.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.